Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioner's Court meeting for April the 27th, 2009. We will begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Domain. And the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Senegal. Will you stand, please?
If you'll join me in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you to acknowledge your majesty. Thank you for your great gift of grace. Lord, we ask that you instill in us a spirit that will help us to serve our fellow man. We ask that you lead us and guide us, so that the things we think and say and do will be pleasing in your sight for the better of our community. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please say the pledge with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. Bear with a pretty lengthy agenda. Under purchasing.
Judge, could we table item M?
Nope. Okay. Did you say M or N?
M.
M. That'd be a blessing.
One less, one.
Any more?
Please.
Please. Item A, approved specifications for IFB for repair service and installation of electrical system for the county. Item B, award IFB term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County to Port Arthur News in the amount of $1.44 per line daily rate and $1.44 per line Sunday rate. Item C, execute, receive, and file offer of acceptance for IFB, a term contract for legal notice, and it is in the amount previously stated. Item D, award IFB term contract for legal notices to the Beaumont Enterprise in the amount of $2.15 per line daily rate and $2.59 per line Sunday rate. Item E, execute and file offer of acceptance of this term contract between the county and the Beaumont Enterprise for the amount stated. Item F, award IFB for surveillance system for Jefferson County Correctional Facility to Advantage Security Integration in the amount of $22,709. Item G, execute, receive, and file offer of acceptance for IFB for that surveillance system for the correctional facility in the amount stated. Item H, consider and possibly approve an agreement with Monument Constructors Duralast for roofing at the Jefferson County Library located at 7933 Viterbo Road, Beaumont, in the amount of $65,923 due to Hurricane Ike damage. This is in accordance with the Region 5 ESC contract. Item I, execute, receive, and file the agreement with Monument Constructors for the amount stated on the contract so stated. Item J, consider and possibly approve contract with Centerline Construction Service, Inc. for sheriff hangars repair and kennels due to Hurricane Ike in the amount of $5,394.97. This is in accordance with an interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item K, receive and file contract with Centerline construction company for the repairs in the amount stated. Item L, consider and possibly approve change order number one, which is an increase of $208 to the contract with Diamond K Equipment for IFB bridge replacement projects on McDermott Road, Thompson Road, Green Pond Road, South China Road, to delete CMP aluminum coat and increase quality of CMP aluminum coat, whatever all that means, brings the total contract to $1,127,836.62. And the days of completion or for completion will remain the same. Item M is tabled. Item N, consider and possibly approve change order number one, which is an increase of $4,058.19 to the contract with Weatherproofing Technologies, Inc., metal panel repair at Ford Park to add the demolition of two projection screens and the reattachment of four metal panels to the front of the stage area, and repaint all stage panels flat black to match, bringing the total contract to $146,143.53. Item O is the execute, receive, and file this change order as referenced in item N. Item P, amend contract RFO photocopiers for Jefferson County with OCE Better Business Machines for a copier scanner for treasurer. A change or a charge? A change of $189 per month?
Charge.
Charge. Item Q, approve the amendment to contract with ES&S Election Systems and Software in accordance with IFP Electronic Voting System for Jefferson County for the exchange of 108 Model 100 scanners with ballot box and carrying case for 130, what's that word?
Arbitronic.
Okay, good. ADA terminal and 70 PS100 e-poll books, including accessories. Cost of the county is $40,500. Item R, execute, receive, and file amendment to contract with ES&S Elections Systems and Software with regard to those matters mentioned in item Q for the amount stated in item Q. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Have a motion?
I'll second.
Second. Discussion.
Judge, I think I missed one of these. Would you mind reading them again?
Yeah. I would mind. I would mind. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A.
Move the table.
No change on the burn ban. There is no burn ban. Item B, consider and possibly approve a proclamation designating the week of April 26th through May 2nd, 2009 as Crime Victims Rights Week. Item C, consider and possibly approve exempting the following groups or group from paying security during their scheduled event for the year 2009. Texas Park and Wildlife Department. The security expense will be paid by way of budget funds. Item D, consider approving Texas Disaster Relief Fund allocation totaling $800,000. Item E, consider authorizing the following individuals to execute hazard mitigation grant program buyout closing documents on behalf of the county. Ronald Walker, Mark Domain, Patrick Swain, Jeff Brannick. Item F, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a professional service agreement with Boone Chapman for the development of an indigent health care provider referral network. Item G, consider approving ARCA disaster funding project for round one allocation. Item H, consider approving governor's disaster relief fund allocation.
Judge, I'll make that motion, and as part of that motion, I guess I need to read into the record on the $800,000 funding. That would be the Cheek Volunteer Fire Department, $350,000 cash match for the Sheriff's Department's radio tower, $62,500. Generator Precinct 2, $75,000. Generator Precinct 3, $75,000. Generator Precinct 4, $75,000. And Generator Mosquito Control, $75,000. That will leave some balance in that account.
Also, sorry, Commissioner, there's a transfer switch for Precinct 1 at $30,000.
I will add the transfer switch for Precinct 1 for $30,000. I was wondering why Commissioner Arnold was breathing hard there for a second.
I'll second that.
I left out the addenda item I, considering possibly approve a proclamation recognizing May 3, 2009 as the 170th anniversary of Sabine Pass.
Sabine Pass.
That's something.
Do we need to read into the record the recommended round one funding on the ARCA? Okay.
I would note that item D and H are duplicates. They're the same.
Okay.
Huh?
Sure.
These are the recommendations from the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court.
Oh, okay.
These are the recommendations from the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court for the first round of ORCA funding. These items will be named by the entity and then the monetary amount that has been recommended. Being recommended that there is still several processes that have to be completed before these allocation of funds are actually devved out to these individual entities. But this is the beginning of getting that process started. Cheek Volunteer Fire Department for replacement of their firefighting equipment, $150,000. That's separate from the project that Commissioner Domain just mentioned. China Volunteer Fire Department, it's to assist them in replacing their fire station that was destroyed by Hurricane Ike for $268,000. Drainage District Number 6, it's a ditch enlargement and cleaning project for $3 million. Drainage District Number 7, ditch enlargement and cleaning project, flood control, $3,328,500. Drainage District Number 7, a diversion ditch for flooding control, $3,261,900. Jefferson County road repair, this is repairs to some of the county roads. $3,996,456. Jefferson County for bridge repair, $4 million. Jefferson County for Ford Park emergency staging. This is the replacement of the roof that was damaged by Hurricane Ike, $1,800,000. Jefferson County
Water Control
District Number 10.
Water closet.
Help building the rebuilding the generator and sewer lift stations, $300,000. LaBelle Finette Volunteer Fire Department, replace their fire station and relocate to another location, $500,000. Sabine Neches Navigation District to rebuild the control building, replacement and other structures for floodgate operations, $2,110,000. Sabine Pass Port Authority, to help reestablish their facility at their port, $2 million. West Jefferson Municipal Utility District to extend water line services to unserved customers, $1,164,000. West Jefferson Mud District to extend water lines to the Hampshire Finette Area School and provide fire protection, $2,825,000. Cardinal Meadows Sanitary Sewer Repairs, replacement of damage from the sewer system, $200,000. LNVA equipment replacement, replace equipment damaged by Hurricane Ike, $30,000. That figure equates to $28,933,856,000 of the allocation, which was, is that on the sheet, Patrick? It was right at 29 million. So that is the amount, okay.
The actual figure.
That's the allocation to Jefferson County and the entities that were damaged as a result of Hurricane Ike. These are funds that came from the federal government through the state and through the Office of Rural Community Affairs to the counties for helping these entities get their operations and infrastructure back in place.
Judge, if I could make a comment on both of these recommendations. On the $800,000, the Cheek Volunteer Fire Department is allocated $350,000, and on the one Commissioner Arnold just read, another $150,000. The comment I would make is that the court has recognized that there is a significant advantage to the county, benefit to the county for the Cheek Volunteer Fire Department to be up and running and a viable fire department. Unfortunately, they received double damage, first from Hurricane Rita and then secondly from Hurricane Ike. There were a number of issues regarding these allegations, and Commissioner Alfred got involved, and he and his staff have done a lot of work to work with these people. If it were not for his work, these funding allocations would not, it would not be possible to make these recommendations. And Commissioner Alfred, I want to thank you for those efforts. You certainly assisted this court into doing something that we think is going to benefit that area of the county.
He's not here.
Okay. I didn't realize he wasn't here.
Can I make another proposal on the governor's relief funds? We do have $57,500. In a meeting earlier today with our emergency management coordinator, Greg Fountain, discussion came up about utilizing those funds at the airport narcotics hangar because of the equipment and the facility that's run out there shortly after the storm to get doors open and get the helicopter up and going to either for rescue or assessing the damage. So if y'all would like to read that into the record under that recommendation for the remaining funds of $57,500 for a generator for that facility.
I don't have a problem with that, adding that to my motion.
And that's under the governor's relief funds?
Yes, sir.
I'll amend mine to recognize that or add that to my motion as a second. Call for the question.
Okay, the question has been called. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Commissioner Arnold, would you mind reading the proclamation for Crimes Victim Rights Week?
Actually, I have that one.
Commissioner Domain.
Whereas more than 33 million Americans are victims of crime each year, and whereas victims may suffer emotional, physical, psychological, and financial harm as a result of crime, and whereas victim assistance and compensation programs across the country provide vital and supportive services for victims that help individuals, families, and communities to cope with the impact of crime, and whereas the Victims of Crime Act, referred to as VOCA, passed by Congress in 1984, affirmed a national commitment to helping victims rebuild their lives by establishing the Crime Victims Fund, a major source of funding for services and compensation to victims of crime throughout the United States, and whereas the fund comprises fines and penalties levied on offenders and affirms the principle that those who commit crimes should be held accountable for their actions, and whereas the Crime Victims Fund provides support to states for victims assistance and victim compensation programs, as well as support for federal victims of crime, child abuse prosecution, emergency reserve to assist victims of terrorism and training and technical assistance for the victim services field, And whereas the Crime Victims Fund supports more than 4,400 state and local victim assistance programs, including rape crisis centers, domestic violence shelters, victim assistance and law enforcement and prosecutor offices, and other direct service providers that help millions of victims each year. And whereas the victim compensation programs pay for medical and counseling costs, funeral bills, crime scene cleanup, and lost wages for victims of crime. And whereas the National Crime Victims Rights Week, April 26th through May 2nd, 2009, provides an opportunity for our country to recognize the Victims of Crime Act as a major bedrock of support for victim services and to reaffirm our nation's commitment to addressing the need of victims of crime. And whereas the Jefferson County Coalition for Victims of Crime is joining forces with the Victim Services Programs, criminal justice officials, and concerned citizens throughout Jefferson County, Texas, and America to observe the 25th anniversary of VOCA during the National Crime Victims Rights Week. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the week of April 26th through May 2nd, 2009, as Crime Victims Rights Week in Jefferson County, Texas, and urges all citizens to recognize the commendable work of those serving to assist victims of crime and to support the programs that they provide.
Okay. Would everyone who is involved in this crime victim work stand for us? And which one of you are going to make a speech? Not Manus. Go ahead. Thank you.
I'm Misty Kroger. I'm with the Jefferson County Victims Assistance Center, and this is our coalition for victims of violent crime in Jefferson County, made up of different agencies, victims of violent crime, all seeking to do the same thing. Most of you are familiar with what we do at the Victims Assistance Center as far as direct services and what all of these agencies do for direct services for victims of violent crime. What we're able to do as a coalition is not only to stay apprised of what we're all doing as agencies together, make sure that there are no gaps in services, but also to make sure that we have remembrance activities, things that recognize victims of crime in our community as well as agencies that provide services to them. What we have coming up now for National Crime Victims Rights Week is the Candlelight Vigil. I believe this is our 19th annual Candlelight Vigil.
That's great.
It's at 6 p.m. on Thursday, the 30th, in the courthouse here. All of you have probably received invitations. It's one of our remembrance activities that we do throughout the year. Gives us an opportunity not only for victims of crime to be able to come together and recognize and remember what they've been through, but also for us to be able to represent to the community some of the faces to some of these statistics that we see in Jefferson County. So we appreciate Jefferson County Commissioner's Court, not only for the support of my agency, I know y'all have supported us so much, but also the coalition every year, allowing us to have this here, helping us with that. It's just your support has been fantastic. So we really appreciate it. We hope to see you Thursday. Thank you.
We appreciate all of you. Thank you very much. You, hold on a second. Let me see.
It's on the addendum.
Where is it? It's on the addendum?
Yes.
Yeah, on the proclamation for the 170th anniversary of Sabine Pass. Commissioner Senegal will read that.
170th anniversary of Sabine Pass. Whereas Sabine Pass will celebrate its 170th anniversary on May 3rd, 2009, and whereas the Dick Darling Lions Club will sponsor a picnic in the park on Sunday, May 3rd, 2009 at 1:30 p.m. to note its historical markers and that the first settlers arrived in 1832 and that Sam Houston promoted lots for sale. And whereas this community was established by Sam Houston, assisting Nacogdoches politician Manuel de los Santos Coy.
That's why I wanted you to read
it. I know.
You did good.
I made A in Spanish. In acquiring a land grant and then it began flourish to become a major port, and it had the first steam saw mill in Jefferson County. And whereas Sam Houston, with the help of his partners, promoted to community by advertising its qualities in many newspapers. And then in 1860, the state legislators approved a new charter for the city. And whereas although this community has taken a pounding from Hurricane Rita, Humberto, Gustav, and Ike, it continues to preserve, to rebuild, and is confident that it will be up again, and up is capitalized. Whereas the community will, at 2 o'clock p.m. during the picnic, honor its Citizen of the Year, which is a secret, and citizens of yesteryear, as well as other citizens for their tireless work in the community, and dedicate the 3 new pavilions built by Logan Peltier for his Eagle Scout project. And whereas Sabine Pass is also the birthplace of Patillo Higgins of Spindletop fame and the popular singer J.P. the Big Bopper Richardson. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, has hereby proclaimed the day of May 3rd, 2009 as the 170th anniversary of Sabine Pass. And we urge all citizens to attend and partake of the fun and acknowledge that this community continues to demonstrate an attitude of good citizenship. Thank you.
Good, thank you. Who all's here in support of that proclamation? Will you stand, please? One of you's got to speak. You want to vote?
Gabby can talk about it. He was there.
Go ahead, Gabby.
Anyway, we appreciate y'all supporting us on this thing. I think it's a great thing.
We appreciate y'all remaining steadfast on this great item of history in our state and in our nation. And thank you very much for your commitment to do that.
Did we vote on this?
Not yet.
Okay. Assuming approval of those things, we will now vote. Is there any other discussion? All right, those in favor of those items under commissioners, county commissioners, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. And for the record, when I say unanimous, Commissioner Alfred is not present today. I think he's in Austin. County Auditor. Item A, consider and approve a budget transfer for Precinct 4 Road and Bridge for $1,500. Item B, regular county bills, check number 315191 through check number 315510. There's a correction on that. Is there a motion on those?
Don't move.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Engineering, consider authorizing the application of 2008 Coastal Impact Assistance Program funding to Beach Dune Restoration Project. This is an amendment of prior court action, which directed CIAP funding to Pleasure Island Shoreline Project. And by way of addendum, item B, execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit number 01-P-092 Denbury Green Pipeline, Texas, LLC for the distribution of carbon dioxide from a point south of the city of Beaumont from the northeast to the southwest, approximately 27 miles, to a point southeast of the city of Winnie in Chambers County. This project is located in precincts 2, 3, and 4. Item C, consider and possibly approve the construction plans for Gilbert Lakes Estate Phase 10 and 11, a subdivision out of the Levi Hildebrandt Survey, abstract number 135 in Jefferson County. This project is located in Precinct 4. Is there a motion on these?
So moved.
Have a motion? And a?
I'll second.
And a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Is there any further business, gentlemen?
Judge, I would like to make a comment. I didn't prepare a comment, but I'd like to make one. During our deliberations about the recommendations on the ARCA funding, and first of all, Mr. Brandick, I'd like to thank you for the work you put in on that, trying to coordinate that, and also you, Mr. Swain, for crunching the numbers for us. But I was very proud of this court in that when we were talking about these various projects, there was very little discussion, if any, about whose precinct it was in, and it could have gotten into a political thing. But what I heard was from the court was which one of these projects will benefit the most people in the county for the money, amount of money spent. And in fact, some of the larger projects will in fact help the city of Beaumont, city of Port Arthur, and some of the mid-county cities probably more than it will the rural areas of the county. But that was never part of the discussion. The discussions were how many people can we help with the amount of money allocated? And because of that, I was very proud to be a member of this court, and I want to thank the members of the court for that attitude.
Well, thank you for those comments, and it was a great unselfish effort on everyone's part, and all of you gentlemen are being commended for that.
And I'd also, I think Commissioner Domingue stole my thoughts, but being my first experience with shared responsibility over funding, I appreciate the professionalism that this court showed, the leadership, along with the understanding that people come first. And I really want to say thank you. Sabine Pass did take a big hit. I mean, if you drive through there, it almost brings tears to your eyes. But I sit in on a community meeting and just seeing the fire in the people's eyes that want to rebuild in Sabine Pass and make that city whole, I appreciate. Mr. Eldridge, Mr. Snyder, they call me, Mr. Snyder called me often, and he's always very understanding. I appreciate you and being patient with me. Thank you, sir.
Thank Coach, you, if I could, Commissioner, if I could build on your comment while we've got some people from Sabine Pass here, I think all of us were favorably impressed with the presentation made by the Port of Sabine. Gabby, they did an excellent job. Chief Hobbs is here with the Sheriff's Department, and it became obvious to us that they've been a real partner with ours on securing the waterways in Jefferson County. And because of the work that our Sheriff and Chief Hobbs have put in on the Port Securities Grant, it's going to work really well with the efforts of Sabine Pass Port Authority. It's a real win-win situation, Gabby. You'd be proud of the job they did on that. No, you won't be surprised because you've been proud of them for a long time, but I promise you they did a job you'd be proud of.
Okay, is there anything further? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? Adjourn.